In Texas, two established Democrats lost their congressional seats to Republican challengers. One of them was Chet Edwards, who served his conservative Central Texas district for 20 years. NPR's John Burnett reports from Austin.
Chet Edwards represented the most conservative district in the country held by a Democrat, and he had survived two decades of aggressive, well-funded challengers until last night. The new representative of the 17th Congressional District in Texas is Bill Flores, a Republican and a retired energy executive. Flores put up campaign billboards showing Edwards standing next to President Obama, even though Edwards on the stump trumpeted his no vote on the health care overhaul and bragged about his NRA credentials. The same thing happened to Democrat Ciro Rodriguez, who represents a vast district that stretches from San Antonio west to El Paso. He was defeated by Republican Francisco Conseco, a 61-year-old banker in his third run for Congress. Conseco energized the conservative suburbs of San Antonio and painted Rodriguez as a Pelosi tax-and-spend liberal. The mood here at the Texas GOP Victory Party was exultant. It was held at a posh, exotic wildlife ranch where the Republican faithful sipped long-necked beers while kudus and wildebeests wandered the grounds. Steve Munisteri, chairman of the Texas GOP, pointed out the fact that both victors in these bellwether races are of Hispanic descent.
It's huge for our party because we cannot hold Texas long-term unless we get an increasing percentage of the Hispanic community, and that's been a challenge for us.
For the time being, in Texas, a D by a candidate's name mostly stands for defeat. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.